Chapter 33, The Atonement. Atonement is oneness and allness. Herein, we are redeemed from the dream of a material existence by functioning in the state of awareness as the one whole and all. Atonement is the bringing of everyone and everything into the clear perception of purity, perfection, and reality. Together with our infinite perfect creation, we are to live in the world of spirit, nor ever be completely satisfied and at peace until we do so. As exemplified by Jesus, the atonement presents the self as Savior and Redeemer, liberating itself and its world by enforcing its true spiritual awareness and the power thereof, bringing all thoughts, ideas, and things into the reality of oneness as allness, and allness as oneness. As the word is spoken not to heal nor to regenerate someone, but in confirmation and glorification of the self as all power in heaven and on earth, so atonement is not to banish or wipe out evil as though it were something, but is the justification of the self in its right to be a law unto itself. Verily, the almighty power. In our night dreams, our characters are wholly fictitious, totally void of life, truth, or reality. Not so with the so-called dream of a material existence wherein the characters appear as multiple personalities or human beings. These are not void of reality. For reverting to the true state of the self, we know all to be the self and no other. Talk to yourself as the self. Tell yourself, I am almighty power. I am sovereign authority. I am sublime mind. In my infinity, there is no illusion of any kind, no darkness, no dream. I am that I am. I am that perfection to which nothing can be added, nor anything taken away. I see not many, but everything to be the one, myself. I praise and glorify myself as infinite in being, encompassing infinite life and its infinite expression. I am aware of life at every point to be the self and no other. Life at every point to be perfection, harmony, peace. I love my infinite self as the whole. I redeem my world by seeing everything in it bright as the shining light, pure as the spotless Christ. Upon this rock I stand, nor shall I do otherwise. Upon this rock or understanding I establish the infinitude of being, inclusive of its identity everywhere, the one infinite whole, everywhere the same. Whereas before there appeared multiple personalities and their discordant conditions, now before me is the one spiritual selfhood and its perfect spiritual identities. Mind in its true state as the infinite, indivisible whole. Atonement, therefore, is mind embracing all as the one infinite selfhood. Mind seeing, thinking, feeling as the infinite perfect whole. Atonement is our relinquishment of all assumptive thinking, our return to the Father's house, the self remaining perfect mind forever. O thou great, eternal, ever-loving, never-changing love, thou art the infinite I, the one who is the whole, the one in whom there is no personality nor individualism whatsoever. Atonement is the direct perception of this infallible, undefiled, imperishable, and ever-existing love, which thinketh no evil, feeleth no evil, seeth no evil of any kind. To this love, which is all-embracing, all-encompassing, boundless and immeasurable, all is peace, all is harmony, all is purity and perfection always. Verily, I live in this love, I think in this love, I feel in this love, and all sense of individualism vanishes, submerged in this infinite sea of love, of heaven, of reality.